أتأمرون الناس بالبر وتنسون أنفسكم وأنتم تتلون الكتاب أفلا تعقلون.
Translation: Enjoin you al-birr, that is piety and righteousness, in every act of obedience to Allah on the people, and you forget, that is to practice it, yourselves, while you recite the scripture, Torah. Have you then no sense? The next topic is the condemnation of commanding others to observe righteousness while ignoring righteousness. Allah said, How is it, O people of the book, that you command people to perform al-birr, which encompasses all types of righteousness, yet forget yourselves, do not heed what you call others to? And you read Allah's book, the Torah, and know what it promises to those who do not fulfill Allah's commandments. Have you then no sense of what you are doing to yourselves, so that you might become aware of your slumber and restore your sight from blindness? Abdul Razzaq said that Ma'mar stated that Qatada commented on Allah's statement, Enjoin you, al-birr, that is piety and righteousness, in every act of obedience to Allah, on the people, and you forget to practice it yourselves. The children of Israel used to command people to obey Allah, fear Him, and perform al-birr. Yet, they contradicted these orders. So Allah reminded them of this fact. As-Suddi said similarly, Ibn Jurayj said that the ayah, Enjoin you al-birr on the people, is about the people of the book and the hypocrites. They used to command people to pray and fast. However, they did not practice what they commanded others. Allah reminded them of this behavior. So whoever commands people to do righteousness, let him be among the first of them to implement that command. Also, Muhammad bin Ishaq narrated that Ibn Abbas said that, And you forget yourselves, means you forget to practice it yourselves. While you recite the scripture, that is Torah, have you then no sense? Meaning, you forbid the people from rejecting the prophethood and the covenant that you have mentioned with you in the Torah, while you yourselves have forgotten it. Meaning that you have forgotten the covenant that I made with you that you will accept my messenger. You have breached my covenant and rejected what you know is in my book. Therefore, Allah admonished the Jews for this behavior and alerted them to the wrongs that they were perpetrating against themselves by ordering righteousness, yet refraining themselves from righteousness. We should state that Allah is not criticizing the people of the book for ordering righteousness, because enjoining good is a part of righteousness and is an obligation for the scholars. However, the scholar is himself required to heed and adhere to what he invites others to. For instance, Prophet Shu'aib said, I wish not, in contradiction to you, to do that which I forbid you. I only desire reform to the best of my power, and my guidance cannot come except from Allah. In Him I trust, and unto Him I repent. Chapter 11, verse 88, Al-Quran. Therefore, enjoining righteousness and performing righteousness are both required. Neither category is rendered not necessary by the practice of the other. According to the most correct view of the scholars among the Salaf, that is predecessors, and the Khalaf. Imam Ahmad reported that Abu Wa'il said, While I was riding behind Usama, he was asked, Why not advise Usman? He said, Do you think that if I advise him, I should allow you to hear it? I advise him in secret, and I will not start something that I would hate to be the first to start. I will not say to a man, You are the best man, even if he was my leader. After what I heard from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they said, What did he say? He said, I heard him say, A man will be brought on the day of resurrection and thrown in the fire. His intestines will fall out, and he will continue circling, pulling them behind him, just as the donkey goes around the pole. The people of the fire will go to that man and ask him, What happened to you? Did you not use to command us to do righteous acts and forbid us from committing evil? He will say, yes, I used to enjoin righteousness, but refrained from performing righteousness. And I used to forbid you to perform from evil while I myself did it. This hadith was also narrated by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Also, Ibrahim al-Naqai said, I hesitate in advising people because of three ayat. Enjoin you, al-birr, on the people, and you forget to practice it yourselves. O you who believe, why do you say that which you do not do? Most hateful it is to Allah that you say that which you do not do. Chapter 61, verses 2-3, Al-Quran. And Allah informed us that the Prophet Shu'aib said, I wish not, in contradiction to you, to do that which I forbid you. I only desire reform to the best of my power, and my guidance cannot come except from Allah. In Him I trust, and unto Him I repent. Chapter 11, verse 88, Al-Quran.